Well, good morning, y'all, and welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Y'all can see that I still have an infected eye, and so I'm in my glasses again. I went to Evine this weekend, the Home Shopping Network in Minneapolis, y'all, and they didn't want me going on with sunglasses, so I had to throw that eye makeup on my eyes, and it really kind of set me back. So I'm makeup free again today, trying to baby these eyes. And I've got Gus here with me today. Gus is my beautiful golden doodle, and he is the best man I have ever been with, y'all.
He adores you.
He does. He adores me. And you just heard a voice speak. I am so excited, y'all, that today I've got a beautiful friend with me. Her name is Robin Shea, and Robin is partners with me on the digital network, the Paula Deen Network. So you'll find her right there. But she has come in today to be with me a little while. Robin has really got a grip on the way she wants to live her life. She's fully committed to an 80-20
right
program. So I'm not going to waste my time talking, because I want everybody to hear straight from you. But before we do that, we've got to take one quick break, because thank goodness for sponsors.
That's right.
There is only one sure way to win Valentine's Day this year. You have to show some heart to win. And Sherry's Berries knows exactly how to do that. Make sure to get this year right with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in my code, COOKIE. Now, I realize that it'll probably be after Valentine's Day before you hear this message, but don't worry about that. This offer will go through the end of the month. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and then they're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And as always, with Sherry's Berries, delivery is guaranteed. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99. Or double the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in COOKIE. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code COOKIE. And don't wait until Sunday. Order it today, y'all. I got a question. Do y'all like to put hot sauce on everything? If so, it might be time to have a look at Fuego Box, a hot sauce club that delivers boxes of small batch and gourmet hot sauces right to your doorstep. They focus on flavor over heat and always avoid gimmicky selections. Now, these sauces are absolutely delicious, and you'll get one that matches with whatever you're eating, like fish, chicken, tacos, even pizza. So think of Fuego Box as a hot sauce club for people who love food. I just received a sampler from Fuego Box and wound up trying just about every one of them. And you know what? Michael loves hot sauce like there's no tomorrow. I think you're gonna love this. To purchase or even give it as a gift, go to fuegobox.co and use code Paula for $10 off your first box. That's fuegobox.co, promo code Paula for 10 bucks off the best hot sauces you've probably never heard of. Again, go to fuegobox.co and use my code Paula for savings. So welcome back to What's Cooking with Paula Deen, y'all. And we have got something good cooked up for y'all today. You know, it's the first quarter of a new year.
That's right.
And people make all kind of resolutions. And, you know, they might last 2 weeks, might last 3 weeks. But I swear, Robin, I think I love your approach and your thoughts to things because I can't stand the word diet. No. I cannot stand that word. You automatically put yourself in a deprived column. Right. And I don't like that because I love me,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to deprive me of things that I love. So I love your system of the 80-20. So I'm going to sit back and just let you talk. I want all my friends out there to get to know you. They have seen us on the digital network together, Paula Deen's digital network. But I want you to explain the way you live your life and what works for you and will possibly work well for others.
Oh, I would love to. And what's so interesting is that a lot of people think that I was this die-hard, hardcore fitness nutrition person my whole life, and that is not the case. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my mother are all amazing Southern cooks. I'm from Louisiana, raised in Texas.
And Louisiana cooking, that's some fine cooking, honey.
Both my grandmother and my great-grandmother owned restaurants. So
really? Now, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah, they sure did. Cafes. They just owned
old-timey
cafes. Nanny and Mama Jean's both owned restaurants. So food was, and just good Southern food was really bred into me. And I'll tell you what happened because, you know, like I said, a lot of people think that I just started off and I had this nutrition, you know, this very modern nutrition background, and that's not the case. About 2002, I kind of broke down. I had, at the time, I had four young children and I had abandoned my family's dinner table. And that really took its toll emotionally on my family. And when I
How do you mean you abandoned?
Well, I always vowed that I wouldn't be a fast food mom. I always was committed to good nutrition for my children. And I thought, you know, I'm just not going to be a fast food mom. But when I had three of my children playing sports, and then I was toting Rowdy around, who's our baby.
I don't see how you did it.
I caved. And I caved to fast food. And it ruled our life. I mean, that's how I nourished my children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only did it rob us of nutrition, but it robbed us of family time.
That valuable, valuable time around that table with your children.
You
can learn so much.
Oh, so much. And one of the best things that Greg and I would do when we did reclaim our family's dinner table, and we reclaimed it, and it was a process, but we would listen to the boys' prayers around the table as we would say grace. And we could hear what's on their little minds and what was laying on their hearts because they would express that through their prayer. And that was getting close to our children on a level that up until then we'd been depriving ourselves of because we were in the fast food line at dinner time. So that was phase one. Reclaiming my family's dinner table was phase one. Phase two was elevating my family's nutrition because now I had established these habits. The boys knew we were eating at home. So the next phase was, all right, now I want to feed them better, more nutritious food. So I had to kind of, I was weaning them off of fast food, so to speak.
What was your favorite fast food?
They were chicken nugget kids. They were chicken nugget kids.
They're born with that macaroni and cheese chicken nugget gene, aren't they?
Kids love it. But, you know, you can clean that up, and it doesn't have to be written out of your life. So what I told the boys one day, and Greg, I sat them all down, and I said, now listen, this is what we're going to do. Monday through Friday, it's mom's way or the highway, period. What I cook, what I prepare is what we're going to enjoy together. But on the weekends, whatever we want. If we want to make a big cake together, but it had to be homemade. I wasn't going to be bringing in any outside products anymore. I had to make it right there in the house. Well, that evolved over years into the 80-20 lifestyle. And I grew in my knowledge of nutrition. I've been a personal trainer for many, many years. So the concept of partitioning your food where you had, in the training world, they call it cheat days.
That's what when I got really serious about my weight loss after I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I had that one cheat day where I could have that cheeseburger, Robin. But I don't want to interrupt you. I want you to keep going. And this was in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been 14 years.
14 years.
Since you walked back into your kitchen. And what were your boys' age in 2002?
Rowdy was two. Mac and Rylan were 6 and 7, and Colton was 9.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
and you were running a taxi cab.
I was a taxi cab. Yes, I absolutely was a taxi cab. Mm. But we reclaimed that family, and then that family dinner hour, it was so important. But then I call what I invested in at least 10,000 hours of educating myself about nutrition and
Robin.
The behavioral aspects mm-hmm. of reinventing your relationship with food. To me, that was... Everyone pretty much knows what to eat. But what happens is that moment of decision, we don't make the decision
yes.
we know we should make.
Yes.
I compare it to like going to a doctor that you might smell cigarette smoke on. It's not because he doesn't have the knowledge that cigarettes perhaps mm-hmm. aren't the best thing he mm-hmm. should be doing. Mm-hmm. It's because he doesn't have the behavioral aspect under control. Mm-hmm. And if he could address the behavior aspects, he could write that out of his life mm-hmm. if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I really went to work in order to teach this. It became a calling. 80-20 living became a calling because not only did it heal my family spiritually by reclaiming my family's dinner hour, it healed us nutritionally because now I felt like my entire family, my children, my husband, myself, we had these parameters around mm-hmm. our world that let mm-hmm. us celebrate food in our 20%,
mm-hmm.
but we had a great respect for our nutrition, and we fell in love with not only celebrating our 20% because it became an anticipatory thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, Wednesday, I celebrated 2 days. Wednesday, we got to have a really fun 20% indulgence, and once on the weekends. So that was my balance
uh-huh,
right there.
Uh-huh.
So the meals in between, we fell in love with the food by eliminating all of the preservatives, the additives, the food coloring.
Yes.
Our taste buds came back to
yes.
life.
Now, do you buy only...
like organic? And
organic, yes. The word just left my head for a minute.
That's okay.
Yes, do you buy just organic?
I don't, and I'm going to tell. I don't, and I'm going to tell you why. I believe in organic, but I also believe in reality. I live in Middle America. I live in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have access. So for me to get on a soapbox and mm-hmm. say, you know, organic, if I have the choice, absolutely. But one of the behavioral aspects of lifestyle reinvention is do the best you can where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the rest.
Uh-huh.
Don't carry guilt into your tomorrow. You make the best decision you can make where you are. I don't have access to a lot of organics where I live.
Really? The grocery stores are not...
Very minimal. Very minimal.
Wow.
So there is an app that you can download that's called the Dirty Dozen.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What is it? It's the Dirty Dozen. If you just Google that, you'll find
uh-huh.
it. You'll
uh-huh.
find it. Anyway, it's a little app that tells you what you really should always buy organic because of the penetration level.
Uh-huh. And what is that? I have read those before, but... my memory's not working real good today, apparently.
Some of the things that you should always buy.
Always buy organic.
Try to always get organic apples.
Apples, that absolutely, that was one of the things.
Anything with a real tough protected coating that grows underground, that
uh-huh.
the pesticide perhaps uh-huh. isn't coming directly in contact with,
uh-huh.
you're probably a little better making the choice that you
uh-huh.
can go either way.
Uh-huh.
But that app will tell you everything exactly. What to buy, what is the
mm-hmm.
best choice to
mm-hmm.
buy organically. So no, I don't get hung up on being perfect. I just want to know that when I lay my head down at night, I let go of today
mm-hmm.
and I say tomorrow I'm going to do a little bit better or
mm-hmm.
man, I did awesome today and I'm going to do mm-hmm. just as good tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that behavioral part's
important. How did your children adjust to your new rules?
Well,
did they cry for nuggets?
They cried for nuggets. They sure did. But what's great is that when your life is driven by purpose, and my purpose was to serve my children, I became impervious to their cries. I became
uh-huh.
I was on a mission, and my mission was to serve them and teach
mm-hmm.
them. And so whenever they would start to really get upset about wanting to go through the drive-thru
mm-hmm.
or wanting this
mm-hmm.
or that, I would always refer to our next 20% indulgence. And that took the edge off.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Mommy's not going to do it today, but what do you, I would change the subject. What do we want to make this weekend? Well, Mommy, I want that Texas sheet cake that you make. Okay, then that's what we're
going to make. Oh my gosh, which is just incredible.
So I took control and I empowered myself with the right not to have the junk food.
Uh-huh.
I now counsel many, many women and families that are trying to reclaim their own family's nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always really surprised at how many women say, well, just because I can't have it doesn't mean I should deprive my children of it. And I'm like, well, let's examine that. Let's look at that for just a second. If that's your approach, you're setting them up for the same challenges that you're experiencing today. Where if you teach them that those little cupcakes mm-hmm. and those little goodies, mm-hmm. they have their place in your life. It's just not in your everyday
life. Yes. Yes.
And if you can give them the gift of parameters, then they'll never be facing the same struggle.
Yes. It'll be just a lifestyle mm-hmm. that they didn't even know that
right.
you had set them up for that.
Right.
I mean, they'll just do it without thinking.
They'll do it without thinking.
You know,
absolutely.
I said the big word in my life, Robin, is moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deprive myself of things that I love, but I have really tried the moderation mm-hmm. thing.
And that works.
Yes.
That works.
I've lost 42 pounds.
Oh, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've lost the 42 pounds and I've managed to keep it off now
right.
for 2 years. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And if you will cut your portions by a little bit, you know, slowly but surely, you don't need as much to fill you up.
There's so many great lifestyle reinvention tips. There's a wonderful book out. It was written back in 2006. The author's name is Dr. Brian Wansink.
Uh-huh.
The name of the book is Mindless Eating. Now, I'll tell you.
I have done that so many times before.
We all have. And we're victims of it, not only from what we do to ourselves,
uh-huh.
but the way our eating is set up socially. Everything about our eating, we eat mindlessly. But if you can go in armed with a couple of the tips out of his book,
uh-huh.
because it's not a diet book.
Right.
That's not the right,
right.
word for it. It's
sounds
an awareness.
Like it's a self-control.
Yes, it's an awareness book. For
uh-huh.
instance, my ice cream bowl, which ice cream's my weakness.
Oh.
I love
Who doesn't
ice cream.
Love a big old bowl of ice cream?
My sister doesn't, and I think
no,
she's...
No, what's wrong with her?
I don't know.
She's got to be sick or something.
But my
There's
ice
nothing
cream
better
bowl,
than crawling in bed with a big old bowl of ice cream.
I know.
And
I love
putting
it.
Your hands on it so it kind of melts.
Uh-huh.
And I take my spoon around that liquid part of that...
It is
good.
Delicious. But
so
my
good.
Ice cream bowl is about a 3-ounce ramekin that I fill
really?
To the brim. And the boys know. So if we're scooping ice cream out,
uh-huh.
they know what my bowl is. So I'm never deprived. But I've pared down all of my dishware. I have a line of portion control dishware.
Do you?
That is all pared down because our serving plates went from 9-inch serving plates in the 50s, 60s, to we are now at an 11.5-inch serving platter.
I know, the plates are way too big.
That is 1,700
calories.
And I've
got a little oval dish
Perfect.
In my dishware, and I love eating off of those.
You go back to the same plate every time, don't you?
Yes, because I feel like, you know, gosh, look at this plate, it's so full.
Right.
Versus
that's all you
a
need.
Big plate,
and that's,
you know,
again,
that you feel like you, well, I should fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the psychological approach.
Yes.
Another thing that you can do is rather than having a short, wide glass, like
mm-hmm.
maybe a rocks glass or
uh-huh.
something like that, choose tall glasses. It's the same liquid volume, the same 8-10
uh-huh.
ounces volume in the glass, but you will drink one, maybe two of this, where you might fill that up five times just because of how our brain perceives this short round glass as opposed to this tall glass.
Yes.
This may seem gluttonous and you may think, no, I'm only going to have two. This you may, it's a little bitty old dinky glass.
Uh-huh.
Same volume, different perception.
Yes.
Your consumption's different.
You know, and truth and perception, they don't have anything to do with
each other. They don't.
They really don't. It's how we perceive things to be.
That's right.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people ask me, where do I start in my life? I call it lifestyle reinvention.
Yes.
I
think that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're relearning.
And you find as me, you know, when you've been so blessed and so lucky to have been granted a longer life here on earth, the one thing that it's hard for us to realize when we're 25 or 30, that some years down the road, you're not going to be able to live like you're living right that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As we get into our journey, the one thing that we're guaranteed of is there's going to be changes that we're going to have to learn to live with, whether it be high sugar, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides. We're going to have something to to face and try to manage. And I still enjoy eating, just like my grandmother taught
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that. We do that, just not as often as we used to. But when I am craving that kind of food, I'm going to do it just like my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, everybody taught me.
That is such a great point. And I love that you brought that point up, because I am not a fan of anything diet, anything altered, anything. The diet foods, no. You can eat clean, which is my 80%. Hi, Gus. My 80% is made up all of clean eating, which basically means I've kind of coined a phrase that's called first generation foods, meaning that if you choose foods that are close to you, like your family, so first generation out of the ground, or an animal right there, just those products made from an animal, or your proteins, or fresh out of the ground, those are first generations. They will care for you like first generation family. They're the closest thing to nurture you that you have. The further they get away, it's like becoming distant cousins.
Yes.
You know, you have a lot of food now that's manufactured in labs. It doesn't
processed.
Even...
Processed, yes.
Everything about it, it
and
never was an original food. It never even touched a first generation type of food. So I love that you brought up you're going to enjoy your 20% in its original state. Butter is not the enemy.
No, it's not.
Butter is not the enemy.
In fact, I've just gotten a signal that we've got to take another break.
Sure.
And I can't wait to pick up where we left off, because I've got something that I was so happy about when I read it. So we'll be right back. I'm going to share that with y'all in just a second. I got a question. Do y'all like to put hot sauce on everything? If so, it might be time to have a look at Fuego Box, a hot sauce club that delivers boxes of small batch and gourmet hot sauces right to your doorstep. They focus on flavor over heat and always avoid gimmicky selections. Now, these sauces are absolutely delicious, and you'll get one that matches with whatever you're eating, like fish, chicken, tacos, even pizza. So think of Fuego Box as a hot sauce club for people who love food. I just received a sampler from Fuego Box and wound up trying just about every one of them. And you know what? Michael loves hot sauce like there's no tomorrow. I think you're gonna love this. To purchase or even give it as a gift, go to fuegobox.co and use code Paula for $10 off your first box. That's fuegobox.co, promo code Paula for $10 off the best hot sauces you've probably never heard of. Again, go to fuegobox.co and use my code Paula for savings.
There is only one sure way to win Valentine's Day this year. You have to show some heart to win. And Sherry's Berries knows exactly how to do that. Make sure to get this year right with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in my code, COOKIE. Now, I realize that it'll probably be after Valentine's Day before you hear this message, but don't worry about that. This offer will go through the end of the month. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and then they're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And as always, with Sherry's Berries, delivery is guaranteed. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in COOKIE. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code COOKIE. And don't wait until Sunday. Order it today, y'all. We're back, y'all, with my friend Robin Shea, and we ended before the commercial, we were talking about butter. Uh-huh. You said butter is not your enemy. Well, I can't remember if I saw it on TV, Robin, or I picked it up on the cover of a magazine, but they're finding now that butter is actually better for you than olive oil.
Wow.
In some of the tests. And I said, see, I've been telling y'all all along.
You are on the right track.
But, you know, I choose not to do margarines or anything like right. that. Because if we're going to eat, butter is pure. Mm-hmm. That was a God-given gift. And I love my butter. And I'm never going to give butter up completely. Right. Never. Right. I just try not to eat as much of it as I used to. So
no, butter is not the enemy.
I don't feel guilty having my butter
now, one
because
thing,
it's pure.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's close. It's first generation, slightly
first generation.
It's directly
yes.
from a mama cow,
yes.
and it's a beautiful, indulgent part of our life that we
yes.
can enjoy. Now, let's look at it from: you always have the choice to buy higher quality butter that you know
yes.
is organic. You know that the mama
yes.
that it was. Created from has not been on hormones, has
mm-hmm.
not been on antibiotics. So you know that the product that
mm-hmm.
you're getting, again, is in its cleanest form.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not...
So
now,
I should look for organic butter.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now,
well,
my husband used to have a fit because I buy the boys organic milk, and it is quite pricey.
Uh-huh.
But I say, you know what? We'll cut back in other places. When I'm nourishing my children,
yes.
there's going to be products that are going to be a little more pricey. But if
yes.
we do the math, it's not as much as we're building it up to be in our
mind. Well, I want to get the list from you because I'm certainly, after chatting with you just for a few minutes, I definitely want to make the right choices on things that I should be buying organic on. And y'all, I'm so excited to say that Robin and I are going to be doing a series of shows with Robin on her 80-20 method. So throughout the year,
right.
Robin will be talking about and giving us tips on living the best life we can
right.
and getting the most out of life
absolutely.
That we can and still able to keep a smile on our face, y'all. Oh, gosh, it's been wonderful having you in.
I have just one point to leave
yes.
everyone with because
yes.
I want them to know where to start.
Yes.
So let's just leave them with five little points of
okay.
where to start. The first thing, the most important thing when you're ready to really embrace lifestyle reinvention is journal your food. Know what you're eating.
Really?
A lot of people think they have an idea of what they eat.
Uh-huh.
Download an app, MyFitnessPal, very simple app to use. Familiarize yourself with it.
Uh-huh.
Journal your food. Just put it in there. You can even scan labels. It'll
okay.
do it all for you.
Okay. All right. Now tell everybody one more time what app to go to.
MyFitnessPal.com.
MyFitnessPal.
PAL.
It's interactive. It's an app on your phone, but you can also coordinate it in your computer so you can go back and forth.
MyFitnessPal.com, y'all.
Right. Number two.
Okay.
My five ingredient rule. Very important, because when you're reinventing your relationship with food, you want to stay as close to first generation foods as you possibly can. So when you're going down the aisles, for instance, peanut butter, you can pick up a peanut butter that can have 15, 16 ingredients.
Right.
Or you can pick up a peanut butter that has two or three ingredients. Go for under five. Let that be. Don't worry about the ingredients. You don't need to know what a word that long is. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Go to the five ingredient rule or less.
Okay.
That's number two. Number three, eat 5 to 6 times a day. Always nosh. Always be eating something that has a nice combination of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, because it's satiating. It's going to stay with you. It's going to level out your blood sugar.
Like celery and peanut butter.
Perfect. Nuts. Keep keep little blanched almonds in the car with you.
I keep nuts.
Perfect. Because that'll stay with you.
Yes.
It'll stave off your hunger. Remember, hunger is the enemy.
Yes.
That's when we get depleted of our neurotransmitters that help us control our impulses. So if you're depleted, you're liable to really get into trouble. Number four, snack on satiating foods. So make sure you have your nuts. And finally, schedule your 20% indulgence. Know what, write it in. Write it in. Wednesday, Saturday, I am blowing it out. I'm going to have a cupcake this day.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a big old T-bone steak with some blue cheese shallot butter on this day.
Yes, okay.
In. Right. So get that in your head that it's a celebration. And those are my five tips.
Well, that's great. And we look so forward to chatting with you more and helping us educate ourselves on the way to really live life at its fullest.
Well, just,
and help you live a longer life.
And find joy in that journey.
Yes.
Because if you're not having fun, there's no place worth going if you're not having fun getting there.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, I've certainly had fun today, and
thank
I hope
you
all have had fun out there visiting with Robin. She's a great girl, and you can catch our shows on the Paula Deen Network. Just go to pauladeen.com, and you can find us there. So, Robin, I'm looking forward to us continuing the series. And so for today, y'all, best dishes, 80-20. I like it. Can't wait for that 20. Thank you, Robin.
Oh, perfect.